game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is October 1st. Is that right? Well, we're recording on the afternoon of September 30th. I forgot how many 31s 30s there were. You know how you count on your knuckles?
You count on your knuckles? I know there's that song, but
oh, you don't know the knuckles? The knuckles one? All right, so you start with your first knuckle. That's January. And then in the crevice is February. Then your middle finger knuckle is March. So every knuckle is a 31. Then when you get to the end, you go back to the beginning. That's why there's the back-to-back 31s in there.
You lost me.
I think I lost everyone on that. Yeah, because, you know, July and August, whatever. Well, we're back. It's October already, Slim. And, man, doesn't it feel like you just want basketball to start already? And preseason hasn't even started yet.
I know. Golden State just won, like, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Something like that. I don't know. The Olympics finished earlier this morning. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, it's a year-round sport nowadays, I guess.
Yeah, that's for sure. Every sport's turned into that, just with international events and free agency and all that kind of good stuff.
Especially for the youngsters. They don't get a break.
Yeah, that's what you get. Paying your dues. Speaking of paying dues, and don't take this as one of our opportunistic ways just to make people listen to an extra podcast, but turns out we're going to announce the time of the epic yearly JB versus Slim RCL on next week's show. It's mostly because, let's be honest, Slim is lazy.
Not the first time I've been accused of that.
Slim is just playing too much golf these days. You're like a retired man.
Yeah, I retired in my 30s. What can I say?
we'll post that up. Hopefully to make it up to you guys, I did put up another one of my RCLs up today. By the time you listen, there's still like 8 spots. I put it in really secretively, not when the post reposted. So if you're listening to this first thing on Saturday morning or right when it posts, if you're international, you know, somewhere overseas, appreciate all you international listeners, then check out the RCL post on the R Leagues tab. 16-17 RCL signups, and we need more leagues. Sign up and start a league now. Everyone's joining them real quick. I'm going to repost this sometime over the weekend, hopefully get a few more leagues open. We're really excited for the upcoming season.
Have my first RCL draft on Sunday.
Oh, so that sounds like something we can talk about on the next show. You gonna punt? You gonna punt anything?
I will see where I land. I don't want to punt from the beginning.
Exactly.
More of a end of the first round kind of decision.
That is exactly the right way to go. You let the draft come to you. You don't bring your vices into the draft.
No, but you gotta be prepared for it.
Exactly. Y'all ready for this? So Slim, are you ready to cover some of the epic basketball news that comes out of early training camp?
I'm sure everyone is you know, lost weight and posting pictures on Instagram, and yeah.
Jared Sullinger better not be sucking it in again. Oh my God. So first, a little bit of news here. Paul Millsap is very, very limited at camp. When I saw this, I was like, oh no. He better not be coming along slow from his knee surgery. He had knee surgery 8 days ago. That was supposed to take 3 weeks. Of course, he's still a little bit limited. So let's calm down on Paul Millsap, right?
Yeah. I'm not worried about him playing under 70 games. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes back down a little bit, though. He isn't the youngest guy out there.
You hate old people. It's even making you hate Sapper?
You know, after you turn like 28 or so, you know, your metabolism just slows down to a crawl, and you stop healing, and yeah, you might as well be in the grave, one foot in by then. 28's just a death knell.
Are you saying this based on personal experience? Is it? That's kind of what the overtone's kind of felt
I swear like nothing happened to 28. I swear.
Oh, man. So you do have a little bit of Sapper or Draymond?
Yeah, you could probably drop him down to about that level. What are we talking, 17, 18 instead of 12, 13,
yeah,
something
got
like
him
that?
12. I'm seriously debating putting Wall and Lowry ahead of him.
Yeah, probably taking Wall.
Okay, I know you love John Wall still. What about Paul George? You love Paul George.
You know, he's kind of build dependent, in my opinion. No, they're about the same spot. I think all three of those guys with Draymond are about the same spot.
Okay, so sounds like I might indeed do that a little bit. I think they could limit him a little bit out of the gate, especially. So there you go. Oh, this is the sad one, though. Actual news here. Cameron Payne breaks his foot again. Ugh.
Yeah, no, he'll be walking in a couple days. He's only 20, you know.
Oh, my God. You are the ages.
I'm just kidding. No, yeah, they say, what, at least a month, something like that?
Yeah, he's going to miss a month of the season. You can't imagine they'll bring him back very fast. I don't want to claim to be a fortune teller, Slim, but in my post that was the top 200 posts, so 151 through 200, I did say that Payne had a broken foot for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And that freaked me out. And I put that video of Alien with the robot freaking out. You remember that?
Yeah. I remember lots of some kind of white.
Yeah, what is that stuff? It's like white goo that makes the android work. That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, androids are made of white goo.
Oh, but I said it then, and it happens again. Another Oklahoma City Thunder guy gets a foot broken twice. Get this team a new shoe vendor. God.
It's the shoes.
It's the shoes. It's either the shoes or the white goo. It's one or the other. I don't know.
Yeah. Is Nick Young around? Is he going to tell on anybody? No, it's the shoes.
To quote Major League, cross him off your list then. I'm dropping him out of my top 200.
Yeah, you know, we'll see how it comes along later. I'm sure it won't take him long to retake his backup job.
Hopefully. So, wish him the best there.
It's just those two, Oladipo, he signed, right?
Go to our favorite friends at Spotrack and see what is. Yeah, I think they signed him to a decent deal a couple years ago. Maybe not.
He's RFA next year? Player option? I can't tell.
You really think they do a Westbrook Payne for a while?
No, probably not first choice. No, Payne's gonna have to wait to really get unleashed. He's gonna need the Reggie Jackson kind of thing to happen.
Yeah, so he's signed through this year, and he's signed through next year, at least.
Free agent next year, though. It's someone's going to give him a max offer.
Oh, wait, what is the RF? But it has numbers in 2017-18 above it. Is there, like, a team option?
That'd be the qualifying offer.
Oh, got you.
Maybe. No, someone's going to offer him max money.
Oh, no question. So, there you go there. All right, next we've got some amazing analysis on your boyfriend, who we spent at least half of last podcast talking about. That is, of course, Jamba Juice Nurkic. Apparently he said he's going to play full minutes this season. Mike Malone said that he's coming in amazing shape. Then Roto World says he might play low 20 minutes right away. All of that said, says you can get him around 100.
Yeah, where's this 20 minutes come from? Where does that become full minutes or full workload?
There's so many things with this blurb on him that I'm like, all right, well, I don't know.
It's going to be fun. Fun team to watch. But no, Nurkic is going to get his minutes, and come on now. We're belaboring the point. He's amazing.
Are you going to draft Nurkic in your RCL on Sunday?
I'm trying to think of where. That's the big question.
Second round.
No.
Put your
no, but you know, if he was a second rounder next year, I would not be shocked.
What? You think he's going to be a second rounder next year?
Could he jump in where about Porzingis is right now? Yeah, I think it's possible.
He doesn't shoot threes. He doesn't have quite that overall value.
Well, he's a better rebounder, probably better shot blocker.
You projected Porzingis for 2.3.
Yeah, well, more minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say. You are maybe the Jang train. I could see him getting around there. I have him 32.
I think Nurkic, you know, a full-on Nurkic is going 18 to 20 points and you know, 11, 12 boards with full minutes. I don't mean 20.
Well, we can't agree on this, that you have a full-on for Nurkic.
No, there's no doubt.
All right, moving along. Josh McRoberts has a stress reaction in his left foot, something from stemming from a foot fracture he got in the playoffs last year. Sounds like he's going to be missing a lot of time again.
More heat stuff.
Yeah, sorry.
Another heat injury. We got three injuries before anybody steps on the court.
But hey, you. Breaking news to everyone out there. Slim has a new second team to cheer for. I learned this today. The Jazz are out.
Not entirely. They got so old. Why are they going to trade for all these old people? George Hill and Boris Diaw. I'm supposed to get excited about that?
Oh, don't forget Joe Johnson. Spring chicken. Joe Johnson.
Yeah. Forgot about the young guy.
So now Slim's second team is apparently the Denver Nuggets.
This doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, we just talked about Slim's full-on, and Gary Harris is over there. I'm sure we'll be talking about
I like reports
him.
Out of about Moutier, too. Yeah. I like where that's going. I think he's going to outproduce where he's being drafted right now.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good on Moutier, according to Fantasy Pros. I drafted him in my first RCL there.
Okay. And that was a punt free throw team, too. So you got rid of one of the potential negatives.
Yep. Let me see where I am on Moutier. Oh, my God. So I updated my iPad, and now I get texts on my iPad. I got to turn that back off. I actually got a text from Gray just now. Do you want to hear what it is?
Go for it.
Remind me on the podcast that I have a theme song for you. What does that mean? For me? I don't know what that is. Baseball listeners, if you cross your swords with baseball and basketball, we obviously have our 2016 fantasy baseball wrap-up show that'll be out next Tuesday morning. Sorry to get distracted by that, but I have ADD and I get distracted by shiny objects.
I don't even know how to follow that.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go with that. All right, I'm trying to find Moutier's stupid rankings here. Looks like I have him 94. Expert consensus is 104, but I'm about average. There's a couple outliers that have him in the red, very far out. So maybe I need to think of moving Moutier up a little bit if he's looking pretty. I mean, he really improved in the second half.
They had Augustine playing some good minutes, and he's no longer there. Their backup now is Jameer Nelson again.
Jameer.
And he's not stealing the minutes the DJ was.
No, agree. We were starting this about Josh McRoberts. How did we get to that? I don't know. But I wanted to bring the McRoberts stuff up because the buzz is starting to catch up to me on Justice Winslow.
Okay. You know, it'll be fine. He's going to have to shoot just because someone has to. And he's going to have the ball in his hands a bunch. I mean, compared to last year.
Yeah, the opportunity.
Expect everything to go up. It's just, man, it's going to be at such a terrible percentages, and the turnovers are going to be too high. I don't know. I think it won't be entertaining. We'll have highlight reels every once in a while, but man, when he's shooting, 25 to 26% from threes and can't get it over 40% from field goals, it's not fun.
I don't know if he's going to be quite that bad. I think he's good around the rim. I think we'll see some of that part of his game, especially.
I don't think he's that good of a finisher at the basket.
I think he can be. I mean, He's a young rookie.
He doesn't seem to have that second jump that, and watching Wade all these years, I've been kind of...
Well, yeah, a little spoiled. I think he does. I remember him playing in college. He was, you know, obviously not the same rim protectors, but I think he can surprise.
All right, when, you know, when Richardson gets back, he's going to be a big pickup.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with that, but I don't know if those two things are mutually exclusive.
Well, yeah, because with all these power forwards going down, Winslow is kind of no longer a small forward in my eyes.
Yeah, oh, no, I think he's only power forward now.
So now there's not really much competition at that small forward spot for Richardson.
Yeah, that's a good point. So a lot of minutes will be there. They'll just probably bring him off a little slow.
Whiteside, there's no way he's not a first rounder if he stays healthy. Just no way.
I feel like it took me a while to get you to say Whiteside was a first rounder.
Oh, well, the free throws, he changed that up, and it's...
Okay, someone go back historically, and I feel like I brought this up, and you pooped on it.
Yeah, well, hold on. So, yeah, I remember this. This was, the year was 20-aught, no.
4 score in 7 years ago.
No, I said the potential is there for a regression.
Well,
that's selling a little short.
Your Heat pessimism just knows no bounds. But it's hard to blame you with all that's gone on lately for the Heat.
Yeah, he's been quiet this summer. That's been nice. You know, he didn't elbow anybody in a nightclub or anything.
That we know of.
Yeah, well, still waiting for reports to surface.
All right, moving on. Scott Brooks said that the starting small forward position for the Wizards is up for grabs. You know what that means? Starting Kelly Oubre! Woo!
Doesn't make sense. He's so much better as a bench scorer right now.
It's not going to happen. I think he's just...
shouldn't.
He's just throwing that out there to pump the auto up.
Yeah, I think so. But I think they can play next to each other. Both of them can play that stretch four that Dudley played last year.
Yeah, that's a good point. Play the 3 and 4 together. So
if Beal goes down, then minutes really open up.
So Slim's going to be the big Oubre guy since I traded him in the REL to you.
I was the one bidding you up bidding with you last time.
No, Breaking Batum was the, or formerly Breaking Batum, was the one that bid the last few dollars with me.
I think I threw everything I had left at it, though. But, yeah. You know, it's you know, the steals look like he's going to be that kind of guy.
He might be your
KCP. He stays quiet, too. You know, he's a guy that I was worried about his attitude, but I haven't heard any reports about,
you
know, nightclub
incident. What's wrong with his attitude? Nothing's wrong with his attitude. He wore awesome shoes when he got drafted. Yes, he got fined for grabbing his balls at one point during the game. I mean, that's not that big a deal.
I don't think the Kansas coach liked him too much.
Whatever. Get over it. It's because he didn't start him.
Yeah. I think Oubre is a good player, and everyone seems to think that Brooks is going to really develop him.
Let's hope so. I really like Oubre, even though I'm not, don't have the REL bias anymore. I will still.
I don't consider this team to be all that deep. There's not much going on in the second unit. They lost a lot more than they gained.
Yeah. It might be a rough year for Scott Brooks' first season. We'll see how.
You know, if they stay healthy, they'll probably be fine. But the depth, I worry about that.
Last piece of news. This was saddening. It's not, you know, set in stone that this changes everything. But Mitch Kupchak said that he doesn't anticipate Ivica Zubac, our favorite, earning much playing time during this season.
Yeah, I don't believe him.
Apparently someone didn't pay attention to any summer league and was Kupchak the one that like actually signs the deal for Timofey Mozgov?
Oh, that's right, he did.
So I mean, if he's the one that invested in motherfucking Mozgov, I mean, of course you're gonna say your second round pick isn't gonna push him for minutes.
How much is it really gonna take for Zubac to pass Tariq Black?
Not a ton.
That should be so easy. No, this is ridiculous. I don't. This is a. I mean, how many games do they really think they're going to win?
over under 20 wins for the Lakers.
20, that's a good number. Unless you're a Lakers fan.
I broke Slim.
I have to go under.
Oh my god, poor Lakers. At least you're not a Lakers fan, Slim, right?
No, I'm a Clarkson fan. I think the Russell Clarkson backcourt's going to be in full swing now. That could be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
They need Zubac out there. He's their rim protector.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Slim, let's see how far we get. We have absolutely no idea how far in the ranks we'll go, but we are going to go through 100 to whatever we go to and finish the ranks on the next podcast. So here we go, 101. I have the previously mentioned Otto Porter. So overrated by Yahoo. Did they move him down? Because I meant to bring this up earlier in the show. Yahoo doing a ton of readjustments with their ranks. It looks a lot more normal now.
They've got him at 59, or 60, I think. 60.
Yeah, well, they had him at 36 before, so.
Well, I'm not taking him in the fifth round. Probably not. There's not a whole lot of upside there.
What was that hesitation? That's not even close for me. It's not.
If Beal goes down, then he'll be good again. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, that's
Beal annoying. Played, he was not anywhere near as good.
Yeah, still want to do that article with Porter.
Yeah, he's a metrics guy with that 47% field goals without that many attempts and 0.9 turnovers. No, I think he'll be drafted way ahead of where I'll be wind up looking. I mean, why take him over Gary Harris? What do you really get?
I do like him over Harris. I think there's a little more there.
Maybe a rebound or two.
Maybe. Doesn't Porter get... He'll get more steals too, I think, right?
Porter was at 1.4. That's what Gary Harris did most of the second half.
You in the second half.
He was good in the second half. I know there's some Gallinari stuff going on.
Yeah, exactly.
But he got a lot better.
All right, well, we'll get to Harris.
Same amount of minutes. You know, Gary Harris, his usage went up. You know, that's what it came down to. And I think he'll be a distributor this year, too. Watch out for Gary Harris. Why pay for Porter when you can get Harris? Although, I think they moved Harris up, too. I think he's well above top 100 now.
Really?
82. On Yahoo.
Wow, 82. I think you're overhyping him.
They're listening to me.
They are. They do this every year. They moved a bunch of my favorite guys up.
Yeah, they overcompensate.
Yeah. What they do is they put out awful ranks. They see what Yahoo or they see what Yahoo. They see what Razzball makes fun of them for. And then change up from there. All right, well, we'll get more to Harris as we go. Derrick Rose, would you draft him in any league?
I mean, he's going to be on arguably the top team in the league.
I
could see a scenario I do. Third, fourth point guard.
I like to cheer for my teams.
Cheer for your teams. Yeah, there's that.
And if that whatever happens with that, there could be a suspension. It might not ever happen. I don't know. I just don't want to deal with that.
But after pick 100, a guy that's probably going to put up 20 points a game or close to it.
Yeah.
It's just hard to find that late.
Yeah. All right, Matt Barnes. I like him a lot this year. I have him 103, and it seems like he's barely owned in any leagues that are drafting so far. Why does no one like Matt Barnes?
I think we've gone over this. He has a cane that looks like it was made by...
Ugh.
I mean, he is... Come on, 36 is really getting up there. But yeah, he'll probably be okay.
At this point in the draft, one steal last year, 0.8 blocks, 10 points, 1.6 threes, good free throw percentage. Did shoot really bad from the field, only 38% from the field, which is awful. But
he only shoots threes.
Yeah, over half of his shots were threes, but 5.5 rebounds, low turnovers.
After he had that hip replacement surgery, I don't think he can quite drive to the basket the same.
Oh, my God. Well, he's playing for Yerger again. I think he'll be fine, and Slim overrates age. Moving on, Marcus Morris, Marvin Williams. Jared Solinger is interesting. Do you like Solinger this year? I can't remember where you were on Solinger. I know you've liked him a lot over his career.
That's a great landing spot. There's virtually no competition.
Patrick Patterson!
Yeah, like I said, there's virtually no competition. And then he could get some backup minutes, some center minutes, especially if they continue to play JV the same amount.
Possibly. I just... he's never played over 27.5 minutes a game in a season. He's missed a lot of games up until last year, but I'm not going to hold that against him.
No, he slimmed down, remember? What? Kept him healthy.
yeah. and he shot threes well under 30% in his career, and they need a shooter.
Yeah, they also need a defender. JV and Pat are pretty bad back there.
Pat's not the worst defender. Your Pat hatred knows no bounds.
It's way up there. There's few comparisons.
Who do you hate more, Pat or all the players that are on the Mavericks when they won the championship?
Yeah, fucking Mavericks. At least you beat them the first time.
I don't know. I'm just kind of. I don't know if I see the 1-1 steel block. He hasn't really come that close to it. Last year, I guess, was the closest 0.9 steals, 0.6 blocks. Yeah,
It's just a decent gamble. Because he's able to do pretty good, especially like a metrics kind of thing with low minutes. So you got to just, if he gets it up to 30 minutes, it's going to be a pretty nice stat line pretty regularly. Plus, he throws in some nice assists.
Yeah, his free throw percentage went way down last year. Just those percents are so bad.
He shot a lot of threes, probably more than he should have.
Well, that's my argument. They're going to make him shoot threes. They're going to Marcus Smart him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not ideal.
They're going to make him shoot a ton of threes because they're like, okay, we got Damari Carroll out here shooting threes, but DeRozan can't shoot threes. Lowry will shoot threes. But, Solinger, we don't need you going and crowding Valanciunas. So, guess what? Perimeter for you.
Some, I imagine. But he also has a mid-range game. Maybe a little farther out than Valanciunas, too.
He does, but I mean, that's going to be all of DeRozan's territory.
I guess it's possible he plays the second unit and just has a higher usage there. That's not outlandish, you know, start Patterson and play Solinger 26, 28 off the bench.
Yeah.
He'll hit that 107 even with those minutes, though. I think it's a pretty safe gamble if there's such a thing.
All right. Well, so you're saying you probably have him in like the 90s or so.
Yeah, this 107 is good. I like that spot.
All right. Moving through a couple big men. Will Barton, 110. Some rumors coming out that teams are offering the Nuggets a first-round pick for him. I don't know why the Nuggets would. I mean, it must be like the best teams that won't have good picks, but I imagine they'll take that.
Barton strikes me as the kind of guy who puts up big numbers on a losing team. You're Tony Roten type.
Oh, I don't disagree. I'm just saying, like, if he gets I'm not sure why the Nuggets didn't take it. It must have been a projected bad pick. And it would hurt Barton's value, for sure.
Yeah, especially since they just drafted a guard.
Yeah, they need to get their wings out of there.
I wouldn't be surprised if Barton is dealt at some point.
Yeah, me neither. Will Barton and Fareed for... something.
A good pick.
Yeah.
Still building.
111-112. Back-to-back Rockets for me. PBEV. You gotta get that PBEV in the D'Antoni system. I think it helps him a tiny bit. And I did say that I might have him around 90, if not for people just seem to forget that he's really injury-prone.
Yeah, he always misses time. It's not necessarily a lot of time, but he'll miss it.
And
the upside isn't that good. Like, you know, the points are gonna be low. Yes. The rebounding and assists, they don't ever really get out of hand. You know, it's not the 1.5 steals, it's the 1.2, 1.3. Yeah, it's, you know, it when you put it all together, especially since he's a real low turnover guy, it'll look okay.
Yeah, and the metrics will like him more than your head-to-head matchup.
Yeah, I think so. It's not a bad streamer, though, because he does give you about 2 threes a game. That might even go up this year.
Yeah, I think he's worth drafting. So, to see if he does get
he's
threes.
He's a tough one. I wouldn't count him as a point guard.
Yeah, he's more like a Thragnoff-y steel threes wing.
Yeah, yeah.
So
he's right there with a Gary Harris, that type.
Yeah. Well, kind of. He gives you an extra assist or two.
Yeah, yeah, slightly. But he's got that injury history, so.
Yeah.
Harris, I think, is going to score a couple more points.
Yeah, we're not even to Harris yet. Calm it down.
There's other players playing this game? What?
You're like the John Malkovich movie, when he goes into his own head, and then they're all Malkovich.
Yeah, that took like the third or fourth watch before I had any idea what was going on.
Clint Capella at 112. Love his upside. He's a free throw punt must, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Maybe in a couple years he won't be, but for now, I it's not worth the risk.
Yeah.
You're gonna find he has absolutely zero trade value to, you know, 90% of your league, too.
Exactly. So I love Capella. If he could make free throws, he'd be way up. I think he's going to be great in that system. But and if you are free throw punting, get him in the eighth round. I mean, secure that. That's fine. But these are supposed to be ranks for everyone. So.
Yeah, eighth round, sure. That pretty much guarantees it, I would think.
Yeah, I think I got him in the ninth or tenth in my RCL where I was punting free throws. So I was happy with that. Moving through, Harrison Barnes at 114. I only bring him up because a couple people have brought him up in comments. I just don't see my upside for him is maybe he can score like 18 or 19 points. Don't you think that could happen?
It's not impossible, but no, I don't think it will.
Okay, but I mean,
they didn't change all that much. And what are they even losing? What did they lose? Who's he filling in for?
Parsons.
Did Parsons get there? Not quite there.
Yeah, toward that really good run he had at the end, he was. But Barnes is different. I mean, they're going to want to play him a lot. He's gonna play
I think Barnes is going to wind up being, you know, getting, you know, maybe 1 to 1.5 more assists than he had before, but he's going to have an extra turnover.
Oh, yeah. I don't care about his other stats because they're all not good. He doesn't shoot a lot of threes, doesn't get defensive stats. He'll grab a couple rebounds, but whatever.
He's 75 at best free throw guy.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I'm just I think the only reason you draft him here is for added scoring if you need it.
Sure, the exact polar opposite of the next guy, but yeah, okay. I guess there's some upside. I think Yahoo had him way too high though.
They probably did.
Harrison Barnes 94 on Yahoo.
Yeah,
that's too much.
Too high for me too. Evan Turner, 115. I do like him there in Portland. I think he can have a similar role as the Boston role. They said he was going to play some backup point guard, too.
I'm really hoping he can alleviate some of this pressure on McCollum and Lillard. I tried to slow it way down. Whatever.
So much for him. Moving through here, Bayless at 118. Someone mentioned asking us about Sergio Rodriguez.
Yes, his name does begin with an S.
Bayless is going to play a lot more minutes than Rodriguez, right?
I think so, but they gave Rodriguez a pretty good contract.
It wasn't that good.
I remember it being kind of, you know.
Spotrack is our friend.
Yeah, 1 year, $8 million.
That's not a good contract.
$8 million for a backup. 1 year. 8 million is playing money. That's not, you know, end of the bench money.
I don't know. Remember when the Magic gave $10 million to Ben Gordon?
Yeah, that was a great contract. They could have saved so much money by paying me $1 million to rip that contract up.
Chris Dunn, I have 119. I still think it's going to be Rubio, Levine, but Dunn's going to play, and this is just kind of an upside flyer pick.
Yeah, it throws a little bit of the Levine thing is he's going to be drafted too high. Higher than I'm going to want him.
Levine is?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, Yahoo has him at 58. Yeah,
oh,
way too high.
Okay, well, that's getting out of control. I have him in the 70s, and I feel like that's about average.
Yeah, I don't believe in his threes are quite that good. He's not a low turnover guy, not a great assist guy. The steals are low. It's, you know, I think it's too high. I don't think there's enough upside. For him to justify a 60s or even maybe even 70s rank, he'll probably have to score 17, 18 a game. Yeah. He'll need minutes. Dunn kind of messes with that because we all know he's really good.
Man,
I don't know. I could see Levine only hitting about 30 minutes and giving us about what we gave last year, which was okay.
Huh. Yeah, I've got him 72. The consensus is 66. I didn't realize I was fairly behind on there. So I'm with you on Levine. Interesting. Okay. Tim Frazier at 122. Going to start the year as the starting point guard, and this is more based. This isn't based on what I think his season long value is going to be, but what I think his value will be to start the year. It'll be you want to draft him in the last round or two.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good, especially with Tyreek going to be coming along slowly.
Yeah, last 16 games for Frazier, 13 points, 4.4 boards, 7.5 assists, and 1.5 steals a game. So, I like him.
This is a pretty good one. The only thing is, when Drew gets back, I don't think there's going to be minutes available. I think, you know, there's going to be too
fine.
Much competition.
Yeah, you cut them and move on.
In a 12er, it's fine. If we're talking a deep league, you probably let this one slide.
Yeah, agree. All right, 123 is where I have your Gary Harris. We don't need to talk too much more on him, but I don't know. Numbers went way up with Gallinari. I know Gallinari's got joints made of glass and is about to get traded at any moment, but as it stands now, I'm pretty iffy on Gary Harris.
I think we can say he's Malone's favorite player.
No, he's not. Did he travel to a foreign country to watch him play all summer? No, that would be Jokic.
No, that'd be Nurkic.
Wait, no, didn't he go see Jokic, too? He saw them both. Whatever.
Well, did he go to the Olympics? I think...
what country is Jokic? Damn it. I remember reading it. Oh, I'm going to piss someone off if I don't say it right. Oh, my God.
There isn't much else to say. I mean, Yahoo has Gary Harris 80-something now, so all these wings are getting up there.
Jokic is Serbian, and Mike Malone went to Serbia to hang out with him and his Serbian friends. I made that part up, but he did go to see him play, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I think Jokic was playing in the Olympics, and he went to see Nurkic play in the EuroLeague.
No, he saw them all. He's like a good dad going to see his kids play.
I mean, they are kids. None of these guys we're mentioning are over 21, 22 years old.
Slim and his insatiable desire for young, fresh meat.
Well, you know, it worked with Porzingis last year.
That's true, but I was with you on Porzingis. You know I was.
I mean, we were getting questions, like, right up until the season started. Porzingis or O'Quinn? Who do I take with my last pick?
Oh, everyone knows the answer to that. And the answer is obviously...
buffering!
Why are you buffering? There we go.
Yeah.
DJ. I'm a horrible DJ. You just gotta press space bar, the song plays.
I was buffering. It's not my fault. Real quick on Gary Harris, his consensus is 113. Dalton Del Don has him at 82. That's why Yahoo has him at 82.
Yeah.
And I'm right around the middle there, so.
Yeah, it's a good spot to get him for sure.
All right.
There's not much upside around him. There's a little bit, I guess.
124 to 127, four guys that don't really interest me all too much. You care about any of them?
No. Danny Green, RHJ, he's falling a little bit. There's some defensive upside there, yeah. Some rebounding. Minutes are his. I kind of like him when I see him on people's teams with the last pick.
Yeah, I like him too. I think he offers a interesting skill set. But I wanted to talk about 128, Nikola Mirotic, because he got brought up in an epic long thing about why I have Rondo too high. But it was just brought up that the Bulls really do have atrocious shooting on this team.
Yeah, Butler is subpar. Rondo doesn't. Wade doesn't. Who else?
Robin Lopez.
Best player in the league.
We looked up. Adam was like, Robin Lopez was a 50% three-point shooter in college. And I was like, okay, what's the sample? 1 for 2 in college with no threes made in the NBA. Good job, Robin Lopez. You made 1 3.
Yeah, I could see a little bit of that. There's going to be some run going on there. Taj is going to be better as a center. I'm really hoping Portis gets some minutes, though.
Yeah, me too. I mean, Portis can shoot. Portis is a better shooter than everyone we mentioned on their starting lineup, except for Mirotić, probably.
Yeah, and Mirotić, you know, they were able to play him some at small forward.
Yeah, that was why I ranked him so low, is because with Wade brought in, there's no small forward minutes, and I don't think Mirotić can play defense on NBA power forwards.
Oh, not compared to Portis and Taj. No, I don't think that's quite a fair fight.
I think you bring him in as a shooter off the bench, kind of like a Teletovic, you know? And
They really do lack that three-point threat, though. People are just going to be sucking that defense in.
Sucking it in like Jared Solinger?
You can't start Taj next to him, so no, I... Next to, this is maybe Mirotić does get out there for a lot.
Maybe. I don't know. I still think it makes more sense as a second unit guy, but.
Where's he being drafted? Any idea? 68 on Yahoo, by the way.
Yeah, that's way too high.
Just because of uncertainty and, you know, the guys behind them are better defensively.
68's his pre-rank. Oh, my God. Guys after him. Bradley Beal would so much rather have Bradley Beal. Come on.
Come on, guys.
Come on. Schroeder is after him. Come on. Brandon Knight is after him. Come on. Maybe we make that a segment every week. JV's, come on.
Come on.
Moving through here, some boring names. I moved Michael Beasley up to 135. I think I might have gotten a little too aggressive moving him there with the trade to the Bucks.
Yeah, they're kind of, for him to do anything, you have to assume that Jabari's going to be moving out of the power forward spot. I like Beasley for, you know, 16, 18 minutes off the bench, but not more than that.
Yeah, I mean, they said
not without another injury.
They said Vaughn was going to start. He's probably not going to play a ton of minutes. Then you move. Maybe move Jabari down. I don't know. I think you play a little bit more than that, but I think I did get a little over-aggressive.
Yeah, I think so. But if Jabari goes down, you know, Beasley's going to be pretty big.
Yeah, agree. I do want to mention 134, one ahead of him. I forgot to mention him. I actually think Amir Johnson's going to have a surprising year.
He's one of those guys that, you know, you can kind of pencil in for 68 games. He probably played more than that. I would just guess.
Well, he's played well more than that. Last 4 years, 81, 77, 75, 79. He's actually been pretty durable.
Yeah, maybe it's just the consistent questionable pregame because of an ankle.
Yeah, he does have cankle issues. But last year, 1.1 blocks, 0.7 steals, 6.4 boards, only 1.2 turnovers. Did all that in under 23 minutes a game. With Sullinger not there, I mean, they've been talking about playing Jaylen Brown at a lot of power forward, their rookie. But other than that, they really don't have that same power forward depth. I think we could see Amir getting back up to 28 minutes a game or so.
I'm going to go with the under.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, like, bet on it, but...
It really helps that what's his name?
Horford? Can shoot threes?
Yeah, that Horford shoots threes now.
Wow, I just like completely read your mind without you saying any names or any subject there. I guess we were talking about the Celtics, but...
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of else. They keep saying how deep this team is, but it seems like it's full of D-leaguers.
Yeah, they don't have, like, quality...
I mean, is Mickey ever going to come out?
Yeah, I don't know. Olynyk has been kind of blah, and he's pretty much a center only.
They brought, Jarebko back. They brought Zeller back.
Yeah.
Brooks loves playing these big rotations, too.
True.
I'm not sold on Amir.
Okay. I mean, over under, I'll put a legit number at 26 minutes a game.
26. That's pretty close to what he was doing before. 23, huh? Yeah. No, I'm taking the under.
Okay, well, I think a big reason he didn't play all that is he pretty much split the minutes down the middle with Sullinger. So, with Sullinger gone, I think there's a void. Moving along, boring. Tony Parker's old. But I did like, did you know Tony Parker had his best assist to turnover last year? I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Could have had a pretty good field goal percent.
Yeah.
He's, you know, it's one of those guys, once again, that no one's going to want him, but whoever has him is probably going to be glad they have him at some point.
And last 5.3 assists to only 1.8 turnovers. I mean, that's like George Hill-esque, obviously, with all the threes. But
yeah, no threes. And,
yeah, I know. I'm just
shooting. Yeah, no, Yahoo has him at 179. So, yeah, that's probably...
A little low.
That's unowned in a 12-er.
Yeah. Move Josh Richardson down to 143. We talked about him earlier in the show. I don't mind taking him with your last pick or two in RCL leagues because we do IL spots. Stash.
Well, not yet. He's still considered game time right now.
Yeah, they're really wonky with... I mean, you do it right when the season starts and you pick up and start streaming right away.
Yeah, they just don't think he's going to miss that much time.
Yeah. I mean, whatever's on the wire after your draft is really not that different than what's going to be on your wire after a game or two.
No, you know, there's sometimes that one guy, you know, like the Porzingis from last year. He was probably, you know, 30, 40% owned going into the season.
Oh, well, that is not the fault of us because I think I ended up having him top 100.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, we kept bringing him up.
Yeah, he kept shooting way up. Boring. J.R. Smith isn't technically signed with the Cavs yet, but everyone thinks he's going to sign there.
Yeah, you know exactly what you're going to get. I imagine he'll do the exact same thing again.
Yeah. Tyler Johnson, 146.
Any little upside there.
You want me to move him up a little bit? More upside for minutes?
Yeah, I think there is. Yeah.
Maybe. I do love his game.
He's the backup point guard, too, so there's some assist upside.
Yeah, I've talked about his game a lot, and I like him a lot as a player.
Yeah, he looks great. He passes the eyeball test.
Yeah, the eye test is, you know, maybe not the dating eye test, but the, he kind of looks like he could be a meth addict.
Oh, poor guy.
He kind of does. I'm sorry, he kind of does.
I think you just got your title.
That's a good one. It's always good when you remind me to pick a title, so I don't have to scrub and try to pick a one-liner later.
You got Courtney Lee right after. I think I'm taking the upside of Tyler.
Well, so am I. That's why I have Tyler ranked higher.
Yeah, but we're talking two guys. I'm sure Yahoo has Courtney Lee higher because, you know, he's starting for the Knicks.
Yeah. Tyson Chandler, 148. I mean, he gives you almost 10 rebounds and almost a block. It's whatever. It's your last pick if you need that.
Seeing if there's anybody
Knew I couldn't even sell you on him as a last pick. Oh, my God.
No, probably not. I doubt it. I'll probably take Lynn before I do. The other Lynn.
I have Lynn a little higher, too, just for upside. But Lynn was such a train wreck. Yeah, I've got Lynn at 138. He was so bad as a starter in the second half.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think he's probably going to start again. I know you got Dudley here, but...
No, Dudley started... They pretty much told Dudley they're starting him.
Starting power forward, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Even though he's listed as shooting guard small forward on Yahoo. But, yeah, I mean, that's a big reason I like Jared Dudley. I got him at 149. 10 points, 4 rebounds, 2.7 assists, 1.2 steals, 0.2 blocks, whatever. In the 39 games... for the Wizards in the middle of the season there that had, you know, the Beal injury and Porter missed a game or two with 1.7 threes and shot almost 50%. I mean, that's like Otto Porter's usable wing line that you can get out. You don't even have to draft him.
Yeah, I don't trust the minutes are going to stay consistent throughout the year.
Oh, I don't either, but it's more for the first half, I think they will.
Yeah, he's. I'd rather draft him with the last pick than Tyson Chandler. I mean, I tried to stream Dudley at one point last year and wound up just holding him for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. I remember I was clowning you because – I wasn't clowning you because it was a bad decision. I was clowning you because we make fun of Jared Dudley all the time.
It's really easy.
Yeah. We did a couple, like, weekly stream calls and stuff like that. And you're like, I'm going with Jared Dudley. I'm like, oh, it's painful. All right, so let's just wrap this at 150. We'll do the last part of my sleepers and hoopla from 150 to 200 on next week's show. But at 150, I do have Zubac. I'm not going to let Kupchak's one soundbite move him down, but I want to see how he looks in the first few preseason games.
I've seen him get drafted by some people already in the last round.
Me too.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's a pretty decent gamble.
Yeah, it's a flyer.
But the odds of it panning out right now are really low.
Yeah.
Just like Justin Anderson last year. It's, you know, there's upside and it's got some potential, but, you know, it's a 1% kind of thing.
Yeah. So there you go.
Especially this early in the year. Zubac, you know, end of the year when Mozgov, you know, they already want to get rid of him and Tyreek Black is playing in the D League again, then Zubac's going to get some minutes, but...
They'll trade Mozgov, send Tariq to D-League, and play Zubac all 36 minutes.
No, he's definitely not ready for that. But with 20 minutes, he could get up there in the, you know, the Henson type of blocks.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what you'd be looking for.
Yep, I think you can do it. All right, so that's going to wrap our 100 to 150. We'll wrap up, as I said, on next week's show. We'll also, I will remember to, because Slim came up with it last year. I think Slim is excited to come up. I told him, like, let's just tell the time. He's like, no, this has to be.
No.
No. I was like, come. And then I was like, come on. And you were like, no. No, so we'll come up with it next week, and we'll have the time listed. So you can check out when the JB versus Slim League is posted on the RCL board. And I think that's it, Slim. Are you excited for the weekend? Any big plans?
Oh, shit, I got my draft. I got to prepare for that.
That's true. Epic.
I got to put your rankings into my my pre-draft ranks.
You better.
Appreciate you doing that for me.
Because I did better than you in the RCLs last year. That's for sure. Spanked you.
Such a blanket statement.
I think in the two leagues we played in, I went further.
I had a rough league. My three draft positions last year were like 11, 11, and 12.
Mine were not, but no.
Actually, bad year to have a late draft pick.
I had Curry on the team, so I can't complain too much.
Oh, I feel so bad for you.
I know. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll talk to you next week. We are on a weekly schedule now, so we'll have another podcast up probably Saturday morning again, but we're still kind of figuring out our schedule for the preseason. But sometime on Friday or Saturday, we'll have next week's show up. Slim, take it easy, man.
You guys are.